Genesis, Chapter 11.
The Death of Adam. We find on our table a question concerning the death of Adam. The writer quotes God's words, "In the day that you eat thereof you shall surely die," and thinks there is some plausibility to the objection that they were not fulfilled, and that the devil told the truth when he said, "You shall not surely die." But the fact is, Adam did die, for the record says that. All the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. This therefore disposes of the supposition that Satan told the truth. Now how about the words of the Lord? Adam did not die that day, but lived 930 years. Our answer is found in the words of Christ. "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." To say that God ought to have put Adam to death that very day is equivalent to saying that God had no right to provide a plan of salvation for fallen man. All must admit that God does not deny himself by offering salvation to sinners. God is just at the same time that he is the justifier of him that believes in Jesus. Although God had announced a specific penalty for transgression, he certainly could with perfect justice remit that penalty in the case of anyone who should accept the offering which he freely provided, and which was outside the demands of the law. Moreover, if God provided such a plan, it must necessarily, in order that strict and equal justice should be done, include all men, not excepting Adam. And still further, since such a plan was provided, the execution of the penalty must necessarily be stayed, in order to give man an opportunity to accept the offered salvation, if he wished. For it would be but mockery to devise such a plan and still execute the penalty without giving the fallen one any chance to accept it. Adam had a second probation, and if, as we believe, he repented of his sin and exercised faith in Christ, he will receive eternal life when Christ comes to confer immortality. But since he was only dust, and was removed from the source of life, he necessarily, in the course of time, returned to the dust, just as God said he should. And all of his posterity, being likewise of the earth earthy, have also returned to earth. Men die now simply because they are born mortal. Adam died as the direct consequence of his sin. The penalty, however, whose execution was stayed, still hangs over the fallen race, and when Christ shall cease to interpose in man's behalf, it will fall upon all who have not hidden in him. Then the folly of those whose hearts are fully set in them to do evil, because sentence is not executed speedily, will be manifested, and it will be seen that every word of God is sure. The Lord is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Happy are those who believe that. The long-suffering of our God is salvation, and who accept that salvation? E.J. Wagoner.